Let's see what the stew has for us today.
What we bring you now is a very special and dangerous audio recording, recovered from security cameras and microphones deep throughout the Gnome Stew underground tunnels. Be warned, the following recording is full of blood, gore, and bad puns. Proceed further, only if you dare.
If you're hearing this, I'm dead. But I've made accommodations to make sure the truth is known. Play this recording publicly. People need to know. People need to know what happened to Gnomecast 21!
Should I have a beard? Don't all gnomes have beards?
Yeah, I mean, do you want a beard?
I don't know. I could hide snakes in it, I guess. If it were like a long white beard, but stubble would be cool in that cyberpunk sort of way. Can it be a more feminine beard?
Hell yeah, why not?
Can it be a cyberpunk genderqueer beard?
There's really no valid reason it can't. Why not go for like a cyberpunk genderqueer eyepiece too?
Ooh, can gnomes do get me a cybernetic eye?
Yeah, I mean, this is all audio, so the effects budget is really high, as long as it doesn't require a sound effect or cost money. The Patreon doesn't have enough for good special effects, just people making noises and whatever's found on the internet that's reasonably usable under copyright law.
Good to know. Hey, isn't Wendolyn supposed to be here for this orientation?
Yeah, but I can't reach her by cell phone.
Oh wait, I've got a message from her, huh? It just says, number 21, number 21. It's all in number 21. The truth is in there. Does the Patreon have budget for a lawyer?
It's parody, so it's probably fair use. But she must not be coming. Let's get on with the tour. Over here is the abattoir. It's where underperforming gnomes are chopped up and made into stew. To the right is the Rusty Pens room. All gnomes have to write with Rusty Pens, otherwise we lose a grant from the pensive writer. And those are the tables used for table selfies. Fun fact, after a table is used in a table selfie, it can't ever be used again for a table selfie. So it gets retired here. And then finally, this is the Gnomecast room, where we make and store the Gnomecast.
This is way dustier than I thought. Isn't the Gnomecast pretty new?
Yeah, I think it's been around for like a year and some change.
So just not big on modernization. That thing has cathode tubes on it, and that looks like a theremin from the 1930s?
Yeah, I think it's all aesthetics. Like, we apparently bought in big when steampunk was all the rage.
Gotcha. So that's why all the Gnomecasts are stored in film canisters on this shelf. Oh, hey, look, this one is open. It's number 21. I can't find that one on the site on my phone, which is like 70 years more modern than any of the equipment in here.
And probably more modern than this Zune in the film caster. Whoever used Zune?
Let's plug it in.
Camden, I need your help. I found something big.
Well, tell me.
Not over the phone. I hate the phone. Also, I think it's being bugged by aliens. Gnome aliens.
There is absolutely no such thing as aliens. Well, except in Starfinder. Okay, and Traveler. Okay, an expedition to the Barrier Peaks, and...
I know, but you don't get this. This is big! I didn't show up for Gnomes 2 orientation, because I think there's something dangerous going on.
I think you've just been watching too many X-Files episodes. You think someone is bugging your phone. It's fine. It's probably just jitters because you're one of the new gnomes.
It isn't. Look, I can't say much, but I'm on the trail. I found a note that says to look for the smoking gnome. But I can't tell if that means a gnome who is smoking or a gnome who's being smoked. But it all goes back to Gnomecast 21.
Gnomecast 21.
Yes, look, if I get trapped, I need you to...
Stage a breakout.
Yes!
This is all sounding like a big con.
I'm serious. Once I get there, I'll tell you everything in person. Oh, I think someone's following me. There's a black van. If you don't hear from me soon, look for the smoking gnome.
Wendolyn? Wendolyn!
That was weird.
Yeah, but I guess we know why she didn't show up.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? I'm down here.
Do you hear that? Hey, who's down in that hole?
It's Rob. Rob Abrazzato! I'm doing some part-time editing for Misdirected Mark and the Gnome Cast. I came in here to get some old show notes, and I fell in this hole.
Does that make it the editing hole?
Ugh, ow.
Yeah, I know, but it was an easy joke.
Actually, yeah. They just threw some old equipment down here and made me edit. If I give them an edited podcast, they throw food and water down the hole.
Oh, well, okay then.
Look, I know what you're looking for, and I can tell you everything about Gnomecast 21. You just have to let me out first. Make your way down to the lower levels, and you'll find the cell blocks. Let me out, and I'll tell you everything. Everything! Wait, who are you? No, I'm not one of them. Please,
Well, looks like the stew's gonna have some extra meat.
That's kinda cold.
We write for a website whose logo is gnomes being boiled in their own blood, so at least it'll be heated.
Ow, bad pun. Hey, Angela hosts the Gnomecast. Maybe she knows what's going on? Let's go ask her.
Hey, Angela. This is Kira. She's one of the new gnomes. You got a few minutes to talk about the Gnomecast?
Oh, hi, Mark. Hi, Taylor. Hi, Kira. Nice to meet you in person and not on Slack. Yeah, sure. I've got time to talk about the Gnomecast.
Cool. Nice to meet you in person, too. So, what's up with Gnomecast number 21? It's missing from the site, and we can't find it in the archive room.
Wait, how did you hear about Gnomecast 21? Nobody is supposed to know about Gnomecast 21. People get killed for knowing about Gnomecast 21.
Yeah, we just heard Rob Abrazzato's gurgling death screams.
They got Rob? Oh, no. I need to get out of here. Even mentioning Gnomecast 21 makes this room unsafe.
Really? I mean, I know I'm new here, but what's so dangerous?
Open up. We know you're in there. Unlock this door.
You don't understand. This goes all the way to the top, which isn't even that tall since, you know, gnomes. They're coming for us. We have to escape. They'll bust down the door soon. If only I knew where Chris hid those escape hatches he built into the stew's machinery.
You mean like those ones over there?
Yeah, they've got a big sign over them that says, Chris's escape hatch. And lots of light bulbs around the words.
Quick, jump down there. I need to grab my table selfies. I'll be right behind you.
It's not worth it, Ange. They're all online.
Just go. This isn't the first time I've dealt with this.
Okay.
Alley-oop.
Yeah, it's done. They're in the tunnels now. They won't be a problem for much longer.
Ow. Taylor? We must have got separated at that split in the tunnels. Luckily, my snake-like reflexes saved me from falling into that pile of sharp rocks.
Oh, I know it's here. Almost got it. Almost.
Hello? Who's there?
Oh. Well, you're new. I haven't seen you around here before. I'm Avery.
Oh, hey, Avery. I'm Kira. What are you doing?
I'm working in the art mines. That's where you are. It's hard work, but it is rewarding. See? Okay, so first you have to mine the art. You have to distill it, then you have to shape it into pencils and ink and Photoshop layers. So many Photoshop layers.
So wait, it's not just drawing?
Oh, no. It's so, so much more complex than that. That's why artists need to be paid well. And why new veins of art have to be found. Perpetually.
Good to know. What's in the thermos?
Oh. Well, I always get a heaping hearty helping of stew before I come down here. Don't want to be a starving artist, you know.
Ow.
And what are you doing down here?
I just escaped something dangerous. Taylor and I are looking into what happened to Gnomecast 21 and used the escape tunnels, but I think I got separated from him and Angela.
Oh, they probably ended up a little further down the tunnels. That-a-way. Gnomecast 21, you say? That rings a bell. I remember being given a reference photo to draw of John. He's the head gnome. Something looked off. There was a very non-gnome-like silhouette in the corner. Was holding a film canister. It said number 21 on it.
Yeah, what else?
That's it. I don't remember much else. I think Gilmore Girls was on a TV in the background.
Okay, so which way did the other tunnel lead?
Oh, just up that way, after a short dog leg to the left. Good luck! If you ever need art, come back. Bring a pickaxe.
Will do, thanks.
No, see, it's all right here on the dice. They tell me what I need to know. Everything.
Hey, Jared? Aren't these dice for Genesis?
No, I don't know why everyone assumes that just because they're oddly shaped, multicolored, and have arcane symbols on them. They're my future-telling dice. If you know how to read them, you can determine everything.
Can you tell me where Angela and Kira went?
Only if it hasn't happened yet.
But if it has happened, you can't.
Right!
So what do you use the prognostication dice for?
I'm working on upping my review game and doing reviews for games that aren't done yet. I'm going to revolutionize the industry, and I'm going to call them previews.
Oh, like preview trailers at a movie.
Oh, is that name already taken?
Just a little bit. But can your dice tell me what's going to happen if we find Gnomecast number 21?
Yes, but know this. Once I roll the dice, the future becomes fixed. So whatever they say will be what happens.
Okay then. I'll bite. Roll away.
Oh, my, that is not good.
What did you find out?
Well, these dice say that the head gnome has a big secret. And these other dice say, they say I'm going in the stew before this is all over.
Well, isn't that a pity? And what do those dice say?
Those are the ones nearest to the present, and they say that there will be a dramatic, tension-building moment! And then a lack of closure.
Okay, Avery said keep walking this way. Let's see, walk down the L-shaped hallway to the Room of Owls. Okay, and then past the Jack Evans room full of sardonic images. Okay, and then, oh, there you are, Taylor. This place isn't actually that big. Those tunnels put us, like, less than 100 feet apart.
Yeah, they're much less impressive than they sound. I heard we subleased it from some Fraggles once that old man and his dog kicked them out to start an Irish bar.
This is starting to feel like a badly written adventure.
Yeah, like one without really good connecting points.
Yeah. Hey, I know. I brought along some of my lesba snakes from my game A Cozy Den. I can release one of them and it can lead us to the next plot point.
I was wondering why you had a bunch of snakes.
Promotional purposes, mostly, but snakes are just cool and I love them.
Yeah, damn right they are. It's going to this small river that leads up to that house. You know, I have a river house. It's a lot cheerier than that bleak thing.
Nice shameless plug.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, hey, look, there's some tracks here. We must have stalled long enough, so we're getting railroaded.
They lead right up to that house. Well, I guess we better follow the bad writing.
We like running our games. You know the rules. So do I. Gonna read Gnome Stew.
Is that a Gnome Stew themed Rickroll?
Yeah, it's been a thing for a while.
Oh, you're here. Why are you here? This is where the OG live.
Original gnomes?
Yes. Or old gnome? Or obstinate grognard? Or, well, it doesn't matter what it stands for. It matters that I know exactly what it means, and I'm prepared to argue with you all day about it. Anyway, old gnome, yeah, that's fine. Hence the rocking chair.
I just thought that was a nice touch. You know, it's fun to sit on a rocker and look at the river. to counteract some of the Cabin from Evil Dead vibe this place has going on.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's just Troy doing his thing inside.
What's Troy's thing?
Oh, this, that, editing, writing, jungles, dinosaurs, and arcane knowledge. It's all fine, it's all fine. Nothing madness-inducing here. Ignore the unicorn out back. Oh, props from that Star Trek guy.
Okay, well, I think he's checked out. I'm going to check inside. I've had good luck with river houses.
Okay, I'm going to try and get in touch with Senda. She does the gnome cast, too. She might know.
Hello?
Yes? Oh, hi. Nobody ever comes to visit me here.
Can't get past the rickroll?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Hey, we heard a lot of chanting and weird noises in here. What's going on?
Oh, just unspeakable experiments to make the stew better.
Oh, really? What kind?
The kind I can't speak about. Say, can I get a drop of your blood?
No. You may not have a drop of my blood.
But I need it.
Why?
To feed it. The gnome in Necronomicon.
Don't you mean the Gnomonomicon?
No. That's our training manual. The Gnome in Necronomicon is our tome of forbidden lore. Found deep in the jungles of Cholt, like I wrote about in my DM's guild work. I keep it next to my collection of Xena VHS tapes.
Nice shameless plug.
Thank you. So, blood?
That's still going to be a no. Hey, does the Gnome Necronomicon say anything about Gnomecast 21?
Well, I can check if you give me some blood for it.
Again, still no. I'm going to go back and check on Kira.
I still need her blood. See if she's got a pint to spare.
Okay, I don't have Senda's number, but I'll tweet at her. Okay, let's type this in. Ideala? No. No. Ideala Mitzland? No. Ideal La Myth Lands? No. Ugh, how do you spell this? Wait. At Gnome Stew. Senda, direct message me your phone number. At Idylla Mithland. Oh, that's how you spell it. Hey, Senda, it's Kira. What you doing?
Hey, Kira. Not much. It's my day off, so just editing podcasts.
Wow, you are a super geek.
Who is?
You are.
She is.
What?
A super geek.
Wait, isn't Rob editing the gnome cast now?
The panda cast? The gnome cast. I'm editing, other podcasts.
I think we've done enough shameless self-promotion in the last few segments.
Yeah, but have we promoted the Patreon yet?
Do we get paid extra if we do?
Wait, you're getting paid for this?
Back to the script.
Okay, let me catch up. This looks good. And that's why I had to destroy the MMP site so no one found out. We called it a redesign and blamed it on hacking, but...
Great, but about Gnomecast 21, where do I find the truth?
Oh, just head up the stairs to the left, past the dungeon cells and the place where we keep the high-level patrons so they can't escape, and then into the main room. And then I'll text you the rest of the info.
Cool, thanks.
Hey, I'm ready to get out of here. There's a lot of blood and too many weird rituals.
Cool, I found out where the end boss is.
Help! You have to get me out of here!
Hey, you're JT, right?
Yeah, I just escaped from the kobolds. They said they captured me in retaliation for something. Then they started reading me kobold poetry.
That sounds really bad.
It was! It was worse than Vogon poetry.
So how do you end up in a gnome stew cell?
What? I'm back in the stew tunnels!
Yeah, we actually thought we'd run into Rob down here. He was in a cell?
Oh, I can't see very well in the dark here, and I thought I had to defend myself from another kobold.
Are you standing on the remains of Rob Abrazado?
Maybe.
Well, you know, that's just life in the stew.
So, can you let me out now?
I don't know. Who's going to edit the gnome cast then?
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get good and stuff once you produce edited podcasts.
But I'm a writer. I write. I don't edit words. No, I'm a writer. I just write.
Hey, look over there. That vaguely kobold-shaped shadow in the chair.
You mean the one that doesn't look at all like a gnome, except for the big red conical hat?
Yeah, that's the person behind all of this.
Come out of the shadows! I see you there, and I know you've uncovered my evil plan!
Wow, your voice is very deep and smooth. I cannot believe a kobold has such a great-sounding voice.
Oh, hey, thanks, Matt Taylor. I really appreciate that. I always thought I had a really nice voice for radio. Damn it. You got me. Tricked me out of my disguise. Might as well come out from behind the head gnome throne with this dead kobold on it.
Yeah, there's no need to hide. Senda texted us everything. Why'd you do it, Chris? What's on Gnomecast 21, and why is there a dead kobold?
Well, I guess I might as well monologue at you. I mean, it is kind of the villain thing to do. So Gnomecast 21 is the episode where we reveal the recipe for the stew. If that got out, well, we'd no longer corner the market. Problem was, is John got lazy and subcontracted all the work for the last couple of months to this kobold named Ted. He kept saying Ted was taking up all his time, so a Ted might as well deal with things while he couldn't. So while Ted was in charge, he let that episode happen. I couldn't have that. Can you imagine if everyone made gnome stew?
The recipe's on the site, on a page, named Recipe for Gnome Stew.
Really?
And on this Gnome Stew branded t-shirt I got from gnomestew.com/merch.
Huh.
Nice shameless plug.
Thanks.
That really was a nice shameless plug, Kira. Oh, wait a minute. Then all this was for nothing? What was I doing?
Not for nothing!
Oh, God, no, Edge! Why, Edge? Why, cock?
I can't stand dramatic reveals.
Aren't you doing a dramatic reveal right now?
Okay, maybe they're okay every so often.
So, wait. You were the villain all along?
Pretty much. Well, I mean, I let everyone else do the work for me. I just moved them along like pawns and swooped in at the last minute.
So, Angela, if you killed Chris, who killed Ted, then where is John? Is he still head gnome?
Oh, yeah. He's in the back room, binge-watching Gilmore Girls and Supernatural. He's been on a Padalecki kick lately. I don't feel like deposing him, and he makes a really good patsy if something goes wrong.
Okay, cool. So, can we go see him, or are you planning to kill us in a dastardly fashion?
I'm not in a rush.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, come on in. Oh, there y'all are. How's orientation going?
About as expected. We just went through a whole thing with Gnomecast number 21.
Cool. Yeah, that thing. Ugh. I should have just put in a fake Gnomecast number 21 after we buried the whole thing.
Was it really the recipe for gnome stew? Because that old joke is everywhere.
It wasn't really the recipe for gnome stew. Honestly, we just sort of throw whatever's laying around in the pot and make sure it's seasoned well. No, Gnomecast 21 actually talked about...
Are you doing a dramatic reveal in there?
Not dramatic, just a reveal.
Okay, fine.
So it just talked about how it got expensive trying to get enough new gnomes to keep making the stew, and I was watching Venture Brothers one day, and spoiler alert, I built a clone farm.
Did you just spoiler alert something from 2006?
Maybe.
Wait, so like all the gnomes are clones?
Yeah, for the most part. It was way easier to just clone a new batch of gnomes using dark science and forbidden magic. And for some reason, Xena VHS tapes in mint condition. Troy said he needed them in mint condition when I subcontracted the work to him.
So you just reclone all the gnomes and have them write articles.
Yeah, this is like the 10th time I've gone through this with new gnomes since that damn Gnomecast 21 came out. Unfortunately, I have to reclone all of the gnomes at once, because otherwise there are gaps in the timelines and memories don't sync up. When this happens, I have to go off all the other gnomes if they're here in the tunnels, or I have to dispatch my secret gnome assassins.
You have secret gnome assassins?
Yeah, they're called Ninja, but with a G at the front. It's different. It's a pun. subtle.
Guess you're going to have to kill us now.
True. But on the bright side, when we reclone you, I can make any tweaks you want, like different colored hair.
Ooh, can you make me part snake?
Like a naga, with a G at the front, so it's punny and subtle?
Never mind. I can't stand the constant puns. So, when did the ninja get here?
Alright. Taylor, execute order 88 and a half.
Sure thing. Ganinja powers activate.
Soft G sound, otherwise the joke doesn't work. Well, I'm going back to watching Gilmore Girls and Supernatural. How is Sam Dean, but Sam's also Sam, not Dean. But Dean doesn't show up here. I have to figure this out. Let me know when all the gnomes... Dang it, now I'm doing it. Just let me know when it's done. Oh, Lane, you're too good for Star Hollow's High. All of this is fiction. It is only an April Fool's Day joke. There is no truth behind these recordings or the sordid and bloody tale of Gnomecast 21. You've been listening to a very special episode of the Gnomecast, made for April Fool's Day. A super special thanks from all of the gnomes who participated to you for listening. So, thank you from Angela Murray, Avery Leal Cuck, Chris Snezek, Jared Rasher, J.T. Evans, Kira McGran, Matt Nigley, Rob Abrazado, Senda Leno, Taylor LeBresch, Troy Taylor, Wendelin Reichel, with special guest Camden Wright, and myself, John Arcadian. We love doing fun and silly things like this, and the Gnome Stew Patreon at patreon.com/gnomestew helps us make these kinds of ridiculous things alongside the great gaming articles we bring you every week. Please consider supporting us there, or buy some of our merch at gnomestew.com/merch, where you can now get an I Survived Gnomecast 21 t-shirt. A super special thanks to L. Owls, who recently came in at a high level of patronage, and to Jack Evans, who's been helping our efforts greatly since we started our Patreon. Until next time. Excuse me.